88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1. Proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
You.
And if you're listening, you already know you're on point. This is the official OPT network and our website, no doubt, www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Oh, yeah. If you're just getting started, it's 7:40 a.m. Central Standard, 8:40 Eastern. Every single morning, we remind you to slow down, stay engaged, watch out for school kids, school buses, and school zones. And I'm going to even add now pedestrians. Make sure that you're watching out for just general people, random people that are walking on highways and interstates and walking around trying to do what they've got to do, people that are traveling on bicycles. Y'all, there's so much to watch out for in the morning. But as you're traveling in, remember, our school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2 p.m. So if you're traveling through those school zones, probably you got buses in front of you. You've got people in front of you. Please slow down. Slow down. Help our crossing guards get our kids across the street safely. Help our resource officers get those kids out of the car and get into the building safely. It's a lot to think about. It's Friday, and you know what that means. That means high school football. Well, you know what? There's always a lot of energy, a lot of electricity on Friday nights because everybody that loves high school football is getting ready. A lot of people are just about coming into homecoming, celebrating. And I know many of you are getting ready. So with the excitement of the weekend and Friday, we want to encourage you, slow down, take a deep breath. We know you're excited, but make sure that you get there safely and help others do the same. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you who's joining Real Women, Real Talk this Friday. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:51, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Here's how you do it. Phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, Monroe. The website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, McDonald's of Alexandria, and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And remember, the balloon launch at Christus Cabrini Hospital is happening today at 12 noon, so you don't want to miss it. Hey, you know Friday is Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to jump right in, but before we do that, let me just give this disclaimer real quick. The views of Real Women, Real Talk are not the views of On Point Talk or KAYT FM 88.1, but the opinions and views of Real Women, Real Talk. And this morning, we've got a table full. We're joined by Trinell Green. Trinell, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Tarnisha Brady, welcome back. Good morning. Lamia Solomon, our regular contributor. Lamia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And Lisa Campo. Lisa, good morning. Welcome back. And from the disclaimer, you can tell it's probably going to be hot. And this morning, we do have a hot topic. And let me tell you what it is. You probably had to be under a rock if you have not heard the story of what happened in Lake Charles, Louisiana. This story I'm reading from comes from the Associated Press. And here's what's up. The wife of a Louisiana man is charged with killing a preacher. The wife of a Louisiana man charged with killing a preacher had filed a rape complaint against the pastor 2 days before the shooting, but it's not yet clear if there was an assault or consensual sex relationship. Now, the sheriff said Monday that Woodrow Carey is charged with fatally shooting 53-year-old Ronald Harris Sr., who is the pastor of this church, during a revival service on Friday night at the Tabernacle of Praise Worship in Lake Charles. Now, the Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Tony Mancuso told the Associated Press in a telephone interview on Monday, and he said that the wife had exchanged text messages before she filed the rape complaint. The sheriff's department said that Carey found the messages on his wife's cell phone on September the 21st, a few days before she filed the complaint, and less than a week before the shooting. Now, it is not clear, authorities say, whether there was a consensual relationship or not, and that will be the focus of their investigation. Now, they're trying to put all of the pieces together, but the reason why this story is critically important, not simply because it only happened miles away from us, it has made the national news, and it is happening a lot in America, not just with pastors, but with priests and other clergy. And that is the hot topic this morning. And before we got started, everybody had something to say. But before we jump in with our ladies, I want to just be clear to everyone listening. This is not a session to bash pastors. It is not a session to bash women. It is a session to talk about what is happening in the church and how we can be the change that we want to see. So, ladies, you guys have the article. Tarnisha, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with you this morning. What did you think about the story?
Well, I mean, like we were saying before the show started, it's not just going on, you know, a few miles away. It's right here in our front door, not even in our front yard anymore. It's made it to the porch. It's made it to the porch.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a believer, and I believe in the Word, and the Word says that he that has not sinned, you know, cast the first stone, and we still have to look at those pastors and priests as they are called by the Lord, because it also says in the book that we're going to fall short, so they're no better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But in that sense, it's like, okay, yeah, we fall short, but what happens when you're there to sing Zion songs and this pastor stands up and says, yes, I fathered that child,
and it's none of your business? What do you do then?
There is silence. I see faces. I don't know.
My mama put up her Baptist church finger.
Your mama put up her Baptist church finger?
I was there to sing, so I didn't want to just put up my Baptist finger and leave.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's like, okay, what do you do? How would you take that?
Well,
what
I don't.
Mama says, mama put the finger up, you better get in the car and go.
Mama left me, girl.
But she did.
She left you for good reason, I believe.
And so what we're saying is that a pastor did say, he did declare that he had fathered a child out of wedlock. He told the truth. Is there some honor, Trinell, in that?
Well, you know, Colette, when I first heard of the story, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not surprised where I was. Because here's the thing. For me as a believer, when I go into the church house, I'm going there to connect with other believers.
Mm-hmm.
The man who stands before me, who is bringing the word from our Bible that we believe in, that person, guess what? I want to hold to a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So for me to sit, and this is just me.
Right.
For me to sit in a church with a pastor that I don't believe, or a pastor that I know is doing some things that I know is not of the Word of God, then you know what? I have a problem. I am so blessed that I belong to a congregation where the man of God
mm-hmm.
demonstrates every Sunday. He brings the word, and that's what I go for.
Mm-hmm.
I go for the word. I don't hold him in his personal. I don't know what he do.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets in that pulpit on Sunday morning and he teaches and preaches the word of God that I know for myself, I connect with. You know, so mm-hmm. I am. When people say, oh, I'm not shocked, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. When you go into the church house and you shoot a man, I don't know what he did. They, you know, for me, I'm shocked.
Well, you know what? And I think that's interesting. Lamia, weigh in. Are you shocked?
Hell no.
No, you're not shocked.
I'm not shocked. The reason I'm not shocked, first of all, we have to understand that at the end of the day, this is a man.
A man.
This is a man. And the thing is, when you go to church, you don't go to church to believe in the man. You go to church to get the message.
Mm-hmm.
To get the message. So at the end of the day, am I shocked? Hell no, I am not shocked, because at the end of the day, he may have needs, he may not have needs, he may have something that didn't get met, maybe something.
And let me just, but wait,
hang on,
Lamia, hold on, Trinell. Hey y'all, this is a hot topic, so we really wanna keep it in perspective,
because.
A man was shot and killed here, and there are no winners in this.
Absolutely.
And we don't know. It is still very much an allegation as to whether or not this pastor's wife was having an affair or not. So we really don't know. They said the officers did say some text messages had been.
Hold on, you said the pastor's wife was having the affair?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Deacon's wife. Okay, I'm just trying to keep.
Wife.
Yeah.
What I'm saying though is that at the end of the day, a lot of people look at these ministers and they think, "Oh my God, they did something wrong. They shouldn't be ministers. They shouldn't be that." At the end of the day, they are men. They are going to have issues. What you're going as someone in the church, what I believe, and y'all know I'm a baby Christian, so I don't know. I'm putting it out there. This is what I believe. I believe that I'm going for the message. I'm going, he's the messenger.
Right.
That's not saying, first of all, not everybody is called.
That's
some
right.
people call themselves.
That's
so
right.
that's where, you know, you got to kind of weigh mm-hmm. in to that's say, right. okay, who are you following at that time?
Right.
But then also take a step back and say, you know what? That's a man. I'm following God.
Okay, right. Now let me just add this as well. Okay, Woodrow Carey was the shooter, right? The alleged shooter. He's 53 years old. Both men are 53 years old. Not only was he a member of the church, he was a deacon, a former deacon of the church, and considered himself to be a friend to the pastor, Ronald Harris. So this just adds more fuel, I think, to the fire. And so, Lisa, for you, on Sunday mornings, when you go to church and you hear about a story like this, does this change your perspective?
Well, I think, okay, we need to look at this at several different angles,
okay?
Okay? Let's step back a little bit. You also have to keep in mind the people sitting in the congregation who believe this man is
a man called by God.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of emotions here. We've got these people who are devastated by the situation that has occurred and their pastor being shot. So we have to have compassion for that, okay?
Right.
We have to remember these people may have been living, I don't mean it disrespectfully, under a rock to the knowledge of what this pastor was possibly involved in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember several years ago, my priest, Father Scott, was shot here locally
okay.
by someone breaking into his home, although he was, you know, by
right.
no means in trouble or anything.
Right.
He was trying to protect his home.
Right.
We were
I remember
devastated
that.
By the news of him being shot. So let's keep in mind there are probably people somewhere on the other side of this mm-hmm. fence who are very emotionally attached to this man of God who has been shot. And we have to keep that in mind.
Not now, just shot, though. Shot at close range one time
yes,
and then shot again.
So we're dealing with people
in a room full of people
grieving the loss of a man they still believed in. And then you're going to flip that coin over because we got a little Jekyll and Hyde going over on here. A lot of times we see this, unfortunately, in a lot of, if not most, denominations. I was raised Baptist. I was raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I had Baptist heritage in my family as well. And so I saw this in both sides of the religions that I had communications with, having these external affairs, whether they be a Baptist preacher,
mm-hmm.
married, having affairs with people in the congregation or outside of the congregation, or whether it be, I'm going to say it, in the Catholic faith. We all know we've had issues. We've had it in the Episcopal or Episcopalian. You've had it in the all the different denominations
mm-hmm.
have had some kind of scandal where the expectations, I think, sometimes of the people sitting in the pews are way too high. And these are still human beings. And we have to understand this is a manufactured praise.
That's
you
right.
need to look within and find
That's
your
right.
relationship with
I
the
agree.
Lord and not put your all your eggs in the basket of this priest or this pastor, minister, whatever it is he may be. Because he is a human being.
That's right.
Now, that person has to have enough strength and courage to step back from the pulpit and say, I have sinned and I need to stop being the leader in this group.
Absolutely. And so I want to address that because when something like this happens to the body of Christ, although it happened in Lake Charles, and we are still awaiting the details of what really happened, how does this affect Tarnisha, you as a believer, and you talked about an experience that you kind of had at a church and you saw happening. How does this affect your experience as a believer?
I'm still a believer. It doesn't affect me at all because I know who I am in Christ. I know who I serve in Christ. So what the next man is going to do is not going to affect me, my praise, or my worship because, like he said in his word, man will always fall short.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't affect you. How do you how do you weigh in on that, Trinell?
Well, you know, here's where it really hit home for me is that when I go to church, it's a place where I go and I want it sacred. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
It's not so.
It may be not because we're it's being tarnished all over the place. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm in my mid-50s. So, you know, when I grew up in those olden days, we did. We worshiped that, mm-hmm. that place where we went to worship. I know it's being parsed now, you know, and I do. And it's sad. It, for me, it's really, for a man to come into a house where people are worshiping, stand, shoot a person first,
right?
Then stand over them, no matter what the issue was.
Right.
That grieves me. It does to my core. It does as a believer. It grieves me.
Absolutely. So for you, Lamia, how do you weigh in? Do we need to take a break? How do you weigh in on, as a believer, as a baby Christian, and self-admitted baby Christian, when you hear about something like this? How does it affect you going forward?
In all actuality, it doesn't have that much effect on me because, like I said, I'm looking for God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at man at all. I don't even care about man. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for God to come and just save me and keep me. So therefore, whatever man is doing,
mm-hmm.
that has no relevance on me. I'm looking at that guy and saying, you know what? He obviously may not have known God like he said he was. Or the devil came and played a really big part in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you went into the house of God,
right,
and did this to this man. And
absolutely.
We're supposed to love each other.
And so what you're saying is you believe that the former deacon may have gotten clipped. Hey, y'all, it's a hot topic. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got to take a break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bucky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Stand by, everybody. Hey, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and it is hot in here. 16 minutes after 8 o'clock a.m. Central, 9:16 Eastern, this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, also Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, the phones are lighting up. I know that people have varying opinions on what happened at the Tabernacle Church in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're talking about Pastor Ronald Harris, who was 53 years old, who was shot and killed allegedly by Woodrow Carey, who was also 53 years old, that had been a member of the church. He had been friends with the pastor, and he was a former deacon. And we're talking about really the body of Christ. We're talking about where we stand on it. And, you know, I said in the beginning, this is not about bashing pastors. It's not about bashing women, but it's opening up the conversation that is a decades, ages old stories and scenarios that have happened probably since the beginning of time. But now, since social media has come about, I'm surprised somebody didn't get it on video and put it on Facebook, quite frankly. When a man can walk into a church in the center aisle and shoot the pastor, the pastor falls dead, and then he stands over him and allegedly shoots him again. And I said to the women, what is happening, what has happened, Trinell, to the body of Christ?
Oh, my gosh. We're just, you know, once upon a time, we would say that we come into God's house to get out of the world. Well, we brought the world in.
And then we talked about, during the break, those voices that we talk about all the time. Now, there were allegations that text messages had been going back and forth between the pastor's wife and the deacon's wife, and the good pastor. There had been text messages going on, and then just a couple days before this happened, she files charges. What responsibility do we as women have? Do we have women that we talk about pastors praying on women, but do we have women praying on pastors?
Yes.
Weigh in on that, Tarnation.
They call Jezebels.
And why do you say that?
Because they going in these churches and they claim to be holier than thou, and they want to be over the praise dance ministry. and they go into the VFW teaching the line dance. Well, you, which one, who are you going to serve becomes the question. How are you going to say, well, I'm going to drink this Hennessy tonight, but I'm going to take my communion tomorrow?
Do you think that women are preying on the men of God?
Yes, I do. They go in there with this sad face of, oh, I need prayer and all this other stuff. And it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in there with your cleavage hanging and all this other things and, oh, pastor, yes, at the end of the day, that's a man. And that man is going to fall short.
Wow.
When the opportunity presents itself, yes, they're going to take it.
What do you say about that, Lisa Campo? Lisa's raising her hand.
I got my hand raised. I'm going to respect the word of the other.
I acknowledge the respectable lady, Lisa Campo, over across the table.
I love that she just finished up her little spill with the word opportunity. Because opportunity, just like the devil, is everywhere we go.
Ma'am.
And just like you said, we've brought the world into the church. The world has always been up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to pray to find our way out of the world for moments just to try and get some clarity. And you know what I want to focus on is we talk about, you know, y'all know I talk about my girls in my head.
Uh-huh.
I got half a dozen women living up here that talk all day long about what I should do. However, one normally stands stronger than the other five crazy. So the only thing that does separate us from animals is our ability to have some kind of self-control. That's whether you're having an affair, what you let slip out of your mouth, what you wear during the day, how you perform or act or conduct yourself. The only thing that separates us from the animals is we have a conscience and the ability to make good decisions. We all have had the opportunity to have affairs or to lie or to cheat or to steal. At the end of the day, though, you know you're going to be judged at the end of your journey. And you have got to know that you had more control than an animal that knows right from wrong. You know what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And I'm sorry, there are situations, whether it be a man and a woman and a pastor, or whether it be another man and another woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, however you want to mix it up these days, you know right from wrong, whether it be a cougar and a five-year-old.
Okay, let me stop
you, know
there.
Right from wrong.
Now, let me ask you ladies this to weigh in on this. And Lamia, I'll let you weigh in on. It seems like from the information that has come out so far, it seems like this is a crime of passion, that this was done in a moment of rage.
And you know what? I believe so. If you look at it from that angle, if a man, first of all, if a man loves his wife and his wife comes to him and says, hey, I've been raped
right
by my pastor, tell me what man is not going to have a reaction. I'm not saying that reaction is going to be as detrimental as it was, but he's going to have a reaction. That pastor is going to hear something one way, shape, or form
if he's a man.
If he's a man. Now, on another instance, you got to think, okay, if he would have saw text messages from the pastor and his wife, that's going to be rage. That's going to be say, okay, you know what? Something is, you're cheating on me.
Yeah.
So therefore, a man, if he loves his wife, till death do they part, that is exactly what ends up happening.
And so, go ahead. Trinell wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Trinell.
And you know what, Mia, on that note, you're talking from the man angle.
Right.
What about the deacon angle?
Yeah.
What
uh-huh.
about the man who
right.
was serving yeah. the man he allegedly killed?
And was betrayed
and
by
was
the man
betrayed.
He was serving.
That, you know what, y'all? It hurts no matter what.
And but let's remember this. We don't necessarily know all the facts.
Right.
These are allegations.
Right.
And we know, this is what we do know. We know that, Lamia's got her hand up. Hang on, Lamia. Let me make this point. We know that the mind is a powerful tool.
Yes.
Okay, look at this scenario. You get the text messages. You look at your wife's phone because you probably suspect that maybe something untoward is going on. You look at the text messages, and then because the mind is so powerful, it makes you believe that something is going on, even if it isn't. And then you react. And now there are no winners. We've got a man dead. We've got a man in jail. He calls 911 shortly after killing this man and says, hey, look, I've done it. I'm turning myself in. So what about that, Trinell? What about that angle?
Again, I go back to, I'm gonna go back to the deacon. I'm gonna speak
okay.
to the deacon, okay? Because you know what? If he was a man who really, really believed, he was really, really a believer, and allegedly what went on, this man is so hurt. His mind is, he's just messed up, in my opinion. You understand? Look, I know y'all. Y'all don't understand. We got hands.
All right,
going up
let me acknowledge my strong white woman across the table, Lisa Campo, making a real big muscle.
Y'all, we gotta remember it was the deacon that was in him that just flipped. It was just he flipped it.
Y'all, I'm seeing me, and again, I'm seeing this little scenario playing out in my own head. The girls are having a field day with this up there. This is a little triangle. You got the pastor. And he is the best friend of the deacon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got the wife who is the wife of her husband. Forget the deacon. That's his wife, husband and wife.
Right.
We see this play out time and time again. When people allow outside parties into their marriage, mm-hmm. when people turn to outside parties and they share and they get they rely on for, like, you know, console me, or she's doing this or he's doing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's no good. Come to me, or you need to get rid. We don't know what was going on in this triangle. We really don't.
And you know what, I as you guys are talking, you know, and we're laughing, but not to make light of the situation. Let me just say that in the midst of all of this, you know what I feel? I feel the demonic force that is the devil,
mm-hmm.
that is coming in to try to steal God's word and to try to make the world seem like it's the same as the church. And you've got people that are sitting and that are listening and that have followed this story. And they're saying, you know what? If all of this is happening in the church, if this is what it's like to be a believer, well, hell, I don't need to go to church. All right, we got rock, scissors, paper. Okay, Tarnisha, go ahead and weigh in. They can't wait to
That's
weigh
his
in.
Job.
That is his job.
That's his job. The devil is only doing his job.
That's right. That's
it. He's to kill, to steal,
right,
and to destroy. That's his job.
Go ahead, Lamia. What do you think about killing, stealing, and destroying?
You know what? What I wanted to weigh in on, because of all of this triangle that is going on, the person that I feel that we need to make sure that we stand in the gap for is that pastor's wife.
Absolutely.
Because she is getting hit with this.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is busy and working with her. She don't know what's going on with her husband. She may not know what was going on with this woman. And guess what? Their family is grieving and she's lost. What can we do? Two families are grieving now.
That's right.
One is gone.
Actually, three, Lamia. You got the church family.
Yes.
You got the pastor's family who's dead. And then you've got the deacon's family.
That's right.
And there are no winners.
None.
There are no winners in this
devil
situation.
Is dancing in the aisles with the joy that what he has done.
And I don't want the devil to get the glory, because, you see, this is what he does. We're talking about this, but I want this conversation to be a conversation about what believers and the body of Christ can do, and how each of us, and we say it every single day on this show, be the change that you want to see. If you're a woman that's doing some things that are not right, and do you have women that just prey on pastors? Do you have pastors that prey on women? I don't know, but we all have to check our own motives.
Well, I think as human beings, we need to check our level of control and our acknowledgement of really, we know what's right from wrong, but do we practice what's right from wrong? And you know, whether it be a man, whether it be a woman, whether it be married, unmarried, pastor, priest, whatever, you know right from wrong. And you need to live your life as if the Lord's looking you in the face. Because you know what? He's actually still looking you in the face. You've just looked away.
And are we holding the man of God, the woman of God, are we holding them accountable?
No.
Are we holding them up and lifting them to a higher standard when it comes to leadership in the church, when it comes to having relationships with the clergy? Are we doing that? Are we doing that? Lamia, are we doing that?
I think that we should. Mm-hmm. They are men, but they're also leaders, just like in a job. This is
I hear you
job.
Saying they're leaders, but.
Well,
yeah,
they
like
are
politicians.
Leaders. No, yeah, politicians get away with that. Okay, what I'm saying is
they're supposed to be looked up to as far as a leader, but also you have to follow God. They're a messenger. That's all they are, messengers.
They are, but have we lost sight of that? Do we have people following the man as opposed to the message?
Yeah, I'm a baby Christian. That's one of
the yes, we absolutely do. In more cases than not, we do. We have people who look up to the pastor more than they actually look up to God. It's just sad to say. We do have those scenarios in the church.
And so, Tarnisha, what's the answer to that? What do you think?
Pray on, honey. Just a little while longer. Pray on. I mean, that's all you can do. That's your weapon. That's and your all weapon. You can do is pray. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all we have to do. I mean, without prayer, yokes aren't destroyed. Chains aren't broken. Mm-hmm. Things are not going to be the change you want to see. I mean, you just have to pray.
And, you know, I just want to say this, too, because I hear, you know, I hear pastors and I hear church members. I hear you guys in the spirit saying that's not happening at every church. And I know that it's not happening at every church. And I hope that it's happening at fewer churches, fewer and fewer churches as opposed to more and more churches. But I think it is a conversation that we do have to open up. And do pastors want to be held accountable by the parishioners? And should they, Trinnell, be held accountable?
Yes, they should be held accountable. And not only should they be held accountable, they need to start putting some protection in place. Okay? For me, I don't feel like pastors should be taking on counseling mm-hmm. by themselves with women in the office locked up by themselves, because counseling is husband and wife, not just wife.
Okay, but a lot of times we know it's hard to get husbands there.
And it is. So you know what? He shouldn't subject himself to that, because a lot of times that's what happens. The devil plays when you get in that scenario. You understand? So I think that if pastors start putting, and even women, we need to be held accountable too. You shouldn't put yourself in position to be tempted. You understand?
And do women sometimes look at the pastor like a rock star?
Yes.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you get enamored with your pastor, and you know what I'm saying? And things happen, and you don't even really kind of know that they're happening. And then, like you said, Trinnell, you go in for counseling. And
closed doors, that's it. And things, we're human, man. Mm-hmm. And it's always been a physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Just because I got the title of a pastor and I'm a deacon's wife,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't change anything. I'm still man and woman. It's still that temptation.
And so who is going to hold pastors accountable, especially when they own the church?
Jesus.
First. Jesus first, absolutely. God first.
And they don't own that church.
They don't.
Okay.
They don't. And then I think that the congregation, the parishioners, then if you see something that is not what God says it should be, I think that we should. We're not judges.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I do think that we should hold the pastor accountable.
Go ahead, Lamia.
Okay. So I sat here and I listened, but then you think about, no, they do not own the church, Lisa Campo. The congregation is the one that owns the church.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you got Gossip Betty in the church also.
The congregation doesn't own that church.
Well, you know what I'm saying. As far as
who owns the church?
The Lord owns that church.
Lord, okay. Y'all.
We have to keep focus on why we're going
let's,
there.
Well, and let's remember now, churches are being run more like businesses
and
now.
And they are. And it's not about what you wear. It's not about how much you can put in that basket. It's not about who sings in the choir or how many times I get on that pew in a month. Mm-hmm. It's not about that.
Right, but
it's
I'm
about
saying
the relationship with the Lord.
And we know that, but who holds the man or woman and or woman who holds them accountable?
The congregation should.
But that's what I'm saying. The congregation is going to hold them accountable, but you also got Gossip Betty down the way.
So it should be somebody.
It should be factual. You can't run a pastor out of the church just because you started a rumor or somebody started a rumor and said, you know what, you know pastor must be sleeping with her because he had a meeting in his office with a woman. No, you know what? Give him credit that maybe he's praying for this woman, helping her through whatever the situation is going through. Not that Gossip Betty is sitting next to the door and heard him say, no sex or no whatever. He could be talking to her about her husband in their relationship. So we also have to think about that congregation, think about that pastor and say, okay, you know what? We don't have a right to judge or guide.
Absolutely. And we certainly don't want this to be a judgment, because it is not. It's a conversation, and I think it's a conversation about how we can all be better stewards in our, you know, in the body of Christ, and how we can be more accountable, and how we can be the change that we want to see by changing ourselves, by changing the way that we look at things, the way that we approach things. And I also believe, yes, what Trinell said, we need to have some safeguards in place.
That's a bet. Couldn't gossip your pastor and Marianne locked up in the office by themselves. That way I'm not on the other side of the door trying to figure out what they doing. And
you're gonna have gossips in the church. You're gonna have all sorts of people in the church.
You can minimize that by not doing some things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk, and this is a hot topic. Stay on point, everybody. We're gonna take a break, but we're back with more after this.
Ooh, it's something about, just something about the way she moved. I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Say, ooh, it's something about, kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. Something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss, manicure and nails just like the pedicure off. She's fly effortlessly, and she move like a boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. She got her own thing, that's why I
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oils Parish. For more information on of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk. You know you're on point. And we're joined by Tarnisha Brady. We're joined by Trinell Green, Lamia Solomon, our regular, and Lisa Campo. And we're talking about the church and the body of Christ. And I was saying during the break, and the conversation is really, really hot about accountability and where it starts and where it stops. And, you know, many people don't have that accountability. And so there are things that are happening in the church. And when we look at the church, and I've said this many, many times, the church is made up primarily of women. So Trinell made an interesting point during the break. She said things have changed. She's a baby boomer. Things have changed so much over the years, and maybe we need to go back to the way that it was.
When I grew up, and I'm going to throw this out there because it's a church that I love, Rosa Sharon Missionary Baptist Church, under the direction of Pastor W.A. White. You didn't play.
You didn't play.
Church, do you hear me? It's where my roots started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just sharing with the ladies how conservative. I'm a very conservative dresser. You know, I don't let it all hang
mm-hmm.
out. I still like that because it's how I grew up. And I was telling them that when we dressed, you know, what you learn from that root, it's what you carry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in when you walked into the sanctuary, you respected it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't play with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've lost that. You know?
And you have to believe that we've lost that. Anytime somebody takes a gun into God's house with the intention of shooting someone, and not just shooting them, but fatally, we have lost respect for God's house.
We have.
And I am wondering, as we sit here and we have this conversation and we laugh at ourselves and we look at how the world has changed, but in all sincerity, we have to look at what is happening to the body of Christ when, as Tarnisha said, and I think Risa alluded to it one of the last conversations we had, the church is like a hospital where people that are hurting, people that are sick, are going for a safe haven. They're going for a word. They're going to be nurtured and to be revitalized. And now people might have to be concerned about going to church. What is happening, Lisa Campo?
I think that as we move more into the world, and I'm sorry, I believe technology, and there's so much exposure to levels of corruptness in all avenues and aspects of life. It's in movies, television, songs, video games. It's everywhere. It's almost like we have this blurred vision as to what reality is and what is right. Y'all, we're not the Kardashians. You're not famous. Quit walking around into the church like you feel like you're on your next reality TV show. People, there's no modesty. They let mm-hmm. it all hang mm-hmm. out. It boils down to a level of self-respect. And it's what I said earlier. The only thing that separates us from us and the animals is being able to know right from wrong and have ability of self-control. I love ice cream. However, I know if I sit and eat it all day, I'm going to weigh 10,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do what you – the fire is hot. Is it hot? Is it going to burn you? Why you keep sticking your hand up in it? Oh, my hand's burnt. You knew when you stuck your hand in the fire it was going to get burned. That is the perfect scenario for what has gone on. They knew what they were doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No matter – it's sad all the way around. There's no winners. We got three families grieving, the church, the pastor, and the deacon's family, okay? But you knew the three of those, the two of those three, because the church probably, I bet some people in that congregation knew what was going on. They knew what they were doing was wrong, and now they're going to pay the consequences.
And get this, there are allegations, and these are just allegations, that the pastor may have been having other relationships. That he may be having other relationships.
That doesn't surprise me. If you're weak, why? If you already put it out there, you already don't have any self-control, you know. Normally, you see when someone is lacking in self-control, it's in usually more than one area.
And let me just say this. We had Reva Timms on the show. She is the wife or was the wife of Zachary Timms. You might remember the pastor a few years ago that he had been all on TBN. He's had a huge mega church. Well, she was the first lady. She had written a book, When It All Falls Apart, and he ended up dying in a New York hotel from drugs. He OD'd on drugs, but Zachary Timms was everywhere, and she said that one of the things that happened is that he started having outside affairs. They were calling him the Will Smith of ministry. He looked a lot like Will Smith, had this huge mega church, and I think that this is a call for the body of Christ to begin to pray. And then that she said that the elders, the deacons, the people that were in leadership knew that he was having these relationships and they refused to sit him down. You know why? Because they liked the way that he preached.
And how much money was his preaching bringing in?
Millions. Books,
and it always boils down to the dirty dollar. And you see a lot of times we were talking about who are holding these priests, these ministers, these pastors, deacons? Who's holding them accountable?
And many would say they're accountable only to God. Many would say that. What do you say about that, Trinell? Many are saying, God is my, you know, that's who I answer to.
And you know what? That is. Because you know what? If he was called by God, then he do answer to God. But here's the thing. There's a difference between, well, it's not a difference. There's a responsibility to the church, okay? Even if the man says he's called by God, there's some safeguards in place in the Baptist ministry and most of them anyway that, you know what, the deacons or the deacon board or whoever needs to address these things if they know some things aren't going right in the church, okay? So most Baptist churches, not all of them, are held by a deacon board.
But what about those, Trinell, Tarnesha, Lisa, what about those that are not held by a deacon board, by a diocese? What about those who
own the church?
What?
We were laughing because Tarnesha here was telling us, reminding us about the Baptist finger. When you're sitting in a congregation with a man of God who you know factually for yourself are doing some things that are not of God, we're not to judge, but I'm not going to sit in it. Especially, I'm not going to condone it. I'm coming there because I do. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the word
is. But don't you think that people get confused in that, though?
And I do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Again, I go back. For me, if I trust nothing else, I trust the word of God for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can no longer trust a person who is bringing that word to me, that I know. That's why the word of God tells you to study for yourself.
Right.
You have to know that word. And when a man get in that pulpit and he's preaching that word to you and he's saying some things that you know are not of God, well, that ain't what the word of God say.
What if he's preaching what the word says, but he's living an alternate lifestyle?
Factually, if I know it for myself, I have to have seen it.
I have to remove it.
And you guys
have to remove. Then that's my responsibility.
And you guys had it.
My spirit. I have to protect my spirit.
And you guys had something very interesting to say.
And I'm going
to
pray for him.
You guys had something interesting to say during the break. You said a lot of times relationships are going on and the church body and the elders of the church refuse to sit that pastor down, because they like the way that he preaches.
Or he's bringing in the money.
Yes. Or he's or even he's maybe what about that? What about that?
Then that's personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. Then that's on you, because you're only accountable. When I stand in front of God on that judgment day, I'm only responsible for Trinea.
Okay, that's right.
Not my sons, not my husbands, mm-hmm. not my sisters, not my brothers, but Trinea. That's the only person that I'm going to have to be responsible for.
And I do have to say this.
And it's such so sad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If you have committed yourself to a relationship, you are accountable to more than just the Lord and yourself. You've committed to me as my husband. I've committed to you as my wife. I've committed to you as your congregation. You've committed to us as our pastor.
Mm-hmm. As is
you
another
are.
Angel.
You are. You do have to answer more than just to the Lord. If you decide you're going to go shoot up in a hotel room and have hookers or whatever, you are accountable to the public. If you've put yourself in a public eye, then you are accountable to try to live the life that you're saying you have. You can't do to in front of us and then flip the night switch on and go into the night and live like the devil. You can't do that. You are accountable for your actions. I don't care. And that's what's wrong with society, is that based on the dollar that it can generate,
mm-hmm.
some people think that they're above the law, they're above mm-hmm. society, and they don't have to answer, and they're not accountable to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I say you're wrong for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lamia, last words from you, sister.
You know what? I just think that looking at everything that's going on, we just all have to stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to stay prayed up. And
that's
also,
from
I'm
the baby,
a baby
Christian.
And I know I got to stay prayed up, because I look at the news. I see all these different things going on. The devil is really, really busy.
He's busy.
And so if you don't stay prayed up and stand on your own two feet sometime also,
mm-hmm.
to also say, you know what? No, I'm not going to listen to you, devil. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to go in here and shoot this man. I'm
right.
going to go talk to this man.
Right.
Self-control. Lisa, you hit it right on the nose. I just think we need to have more self-control and way more prayer and belief and faith in what we've been doing.
Absolutely.
Me included.
Good last words. Hey, I want to thank Trinell Green. I want to thank Tarnisha Brady, Lisa Campo, and Lamia Solomon. It has been a spirited conversation from Real Women, Real Talk. Thank you guys for bringing your hearts, your opinions, and your best selves. And I just want to wrap up by saying there are no winners, that we need to stay prayerful for all of our pastors, for all of the body of Christ. And you know what? Know that we all do fall short, and we need to be prayerful for the families that are going through. I don't even know if this woman has buried her husband yet, but the challenges that they are going to endure, the word has got to prevail. And I want us to remember that each of us plays a role in the body of Christ, and that's to be the best that we can be and to be the change that we want to see. And how you do it is you start with your own very self. You just start right there. And if I bring my best self and you bring your best self, then we'll all be just a little bit better. Talking about churches and preachers, amazing Pastor Chris Augustine and his wife, Sister Rose, are celebrating their 27th annual anniversary this Sunday at 3:00 at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, 736 Ducote Lane, in Cottonport, Louisiana. Yes, sir. Lamia wants to send a big birthday shout out. Go ahead, Lamia.
Camellia Young, I love you. I want to wish you a happy birthday and can't wait to pick you up from school today and all your friends.
Oh, how old is Camellia? Is that your
14.
Baby? 14 years old. Hey, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us for Real Women, Real Talk. We love you so much. God loves us even more than that, despite what's happening in the world. But you know where it starts? It starts with loving yourself. It starts with being compassionate to you. Remember, for young David Christmas, for big David Christmas. Absolutely. If you're looking for baskets galore, Trinell Green is the place. Lisa Campo, give your business a plug.
I'm a
at a loss for words, but as an American National Insurance agent, I'm always here to take care of you for your life, home, and auto. Thank you, Big D.
And what's that number for your life,
home? Call that 318-613-4462, and I'm always looking forward to hearing from you.
Y'all, this has been a morning for young David Christmas, for Big David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And I'll tell you what, I think we're going to be fishing this weekend, so we're going to hopefully catch some big ones. Hey, everybody, we love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. We'll see you on Momentum Monday, God willing. We're wrapped for now. Have a great weekend.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.